Welcome to the weekly Whoopi show. I'm your host, Whoopi. I have the co-host. He's a mystery. He's an enigma. It's,
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Oh, I got to turn that down a little bit more.
Fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Oh. I have to do the same thing.
I hit the mute button on the co-host for a little bit.
Whoa.
I'm evil.
Something's going on.
Something.
Why do I hear... I can hear it playing back. Why?
Oh, did I have the, Are you listening on the website?
I might have been listening on the website.
Okay, it should just be going through, like, the normal...
All right, well, it really fucked me up. I was real confused. It was a good prank, but just for
it's me. It's a good confusion. All right.
Oh, yeah, brother. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. This is...
it's your boy, James.
Jimmy.
Here with Whoopi, the host of the Whoopi Show.
The weekly Whoopi Show. We're going to call hotels today. So this is the agenda. Okay. Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. The more you say it, the more real it is. This is Whoopi number 3. Whoopi, the weekly Whoopi. Once a week on rogueserver.com.
Every Wednesday.
Once a week.
One time.
August 8th.
Willa Creek Inn, this is Henry.
Hey, Henry. How do we do like an L shape?
An L shape?
Yeah, an L shape.
I'm not sure what that means. Could you describe it for me?
You can hop over, I guess.
Hop over into another room?
Like, kind of like moving in like an L, I guess.
And like walking?
I think, or just like moving?
I'm not 100% sure what you're talking about.
Oh, you're like, you can be in front of them, and then you go over, and then you can go to like the next one over, and then either to the left or the right. Kind of like that.
Uh-huh.
So,
like with rooms?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay. So are you wanting to book a room?
Well, my friend, he's staying at the hotel. He's too embarrassed to ask, so I'm calling on his behalf.
Okay. So I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about.
He's pretty consistent on the terminology.
Oh, okay. If you want to ask, talk in the morning and they might know what you're talking about.
I see. It's Henry Hendrick?
Henry, yep.
Cool. Okay, Henry. I'm gonna talk to him some more. We're gonna figure out what this means. Do you know what he means by this?
No, I don't.
He said it was kind of like doing it at night style or something.
No, I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Henry. Bye.
Bye.
I love you. All right, that was Henry at the hotel. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the
show. Guest 21, welcome to the show.
Guest 83, welcome to the show.
Jimmy James Scruggs is the co-host, and I am Whoopi, your regular host of the weekly Whoopi show.
Welcome to the show.
Here you go.
Oh boy. Oh boy. I wrote down some ideas.
Oh.
I feel fancy. I'm gonna
Hell
read
yeah.
them verbatim.
Hi, this is Morgan at Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. Thank you. How can I?
Hey, I'm up here in the room right now. I just had some trouble. I was hoping you'd be able to help me.
What room are you in?
Well, I figure you could probably troubleshoot this over the phone. It's not like an emergency or
Yeah.
anything. It's pretty, it's silly, but I'm here. I brought my Super Nintendo Entertainment System with me, and I'm trying to get it set up to the television in the room, but I don't see any coax cables. There's just looks like there's just like a HDMI port on the TV, and I was wondering,
Yeah.
is there like a little secret compartment for the coax, or do you have a TV down there that has coax cables that I could use? Because like I'll come down and get it, like.
Let me. I'm just gonna put you on hold and
Well, I'd really rather not,
talk to
like,
my.
if we could just,
Let me
like,
ask my manager.
troubleshoot this together. Okay, sure.
Well, she's right here.
Oh, good.
Is Amy. How may I help you?
Hi, so I'm imagining, I assume she didn't, tell you what's going on. I'm up here trying to set up my Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and I can't find the coax cables on the television. And I figured they were pretty standard. They're on every TV I own. But I was just wondering if you had like a different TV, I can come get it, and then I can plug in my Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
I
Like something with
don't.
coax cables, or if you have like a converter, that'd be really good.
I do not. I am not electrically. I'm like electronically challenged. When you say coax cable, are you talking like a USB port, a Cat 5 port? What does that mean?
Well, no, I'm talking about the red and white and yellow ports that you'd plug in to
Oh,
plug in like a
okay.
Super
Thank you. I'm like, get
Nintendo.
me on the same page because I
Yeah.
have no idea what you're talking about. Shoot, I don't have anything like that. I don't have a connector,
Okay.
and I don't know.
All right.
I only
But
have
that's all right.
TVs, but
I
they're
think that what
newer
we're
that have
saying
no
here is I'm not going to be
USB
able to
thing.
play my Nintendo tonight. My SNES,
I'm
as the kids like to call
sorry.
it. That's okay. Could you tell me where the nearest gelateria would be? Excuse me. Where the gelateria is? Like
So,
the
if you
best one
like
in the county.
shakes for ice cream, the malt shop has really good shakes. They also have ice cream. And then, what is the yogurt place called? Do you remember the name? Yo Crazy. Yo Crazy, I believe it's on First
Yo,
North. And then the malt
crazy.
shop is,
My goodness.
yeah. I know, right? But yeah, it has yogurt and usually fresh toppings that are pretty good. I haven't been there for a while, but the times I have
Would
been there,
you
it was
do
good.
you
But
guys
they
want to
have goofy
go?
ice cream.
When you want to take a break, we can go down there and get shakes and fresh fruit. And then maybe like if you know a thrift shop, I might be able to get a TV for my Super Nintendo. And we can hang out and we can take dabs and play Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo Entertainment
Is this a
System.
prank phone call?
What are you talking about? Who does prank phone calls? It's 2025, lady. What's going on?
Okay, there
I'm
is
just
a
trying
thrift
to find
shop though
people to
on
hang
Main
out with.
Street.
I'm here, like, hanging out. I've been up here in the room taking dabs for like 6 hours.
I don't think that you're supposed to tell people that.
Oh, you sound cool. What do you want?
I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear it.
All right, yeah, you suck. You're not cool at all, you fucking jackass.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm a old person. I'm a grandma.
That's great. I love grandmas.
That's good.
Yeah,
But
no, it's
I wish
fantastic.
you
You sound
luck
like a great
trying to
grandma.
find some ice cream because there is those couple spots are pretty good. You definitely should try them out.
All right. Well, if you see me coming through with a big old TV ready to play some Super Nintendo, I hope you're ready to go throw down. We're going to play Mortal Kombat.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to be like, get over here. It's going to be great.
Okay. Well, you definitely enjoy yourself.
All right. Hell yeah. I'll be the guy coming downstairs with the dab rig, just straight up like, yeah, let's get it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I got a shirt that says Party with Grandmas.
All right. Have a good
night. Fantastic. Hell yeah. Thank you for all your help tonight. You're crazy.
Okay. You are welcome.
You're crazy. You're getting the best review ever on Yelp right now. Writing it right the fuck now.
Thank you very much.
I bet.
All right.
Tell him James Snugs.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night, Grandma. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye.
What a cool lady.
Was that anything?
I was amused.
Normal questions.
Yeah, but I was amused. Do you want to speak to Yo Crazy? If I can find him.
I mean, I don't want to speak to Yo Crazy, maybe. But I think that you could definitely speak to Yo Crazy, because it's your turn.
It is
Mr.
my turn.
Host of your show.
Yes.
The Whoopi Show. Whoopi Wednesday. Once a Wednesday. Once in a Wednesday.
The weekly Whoopi Show with me, Whoopi. And?
Buckshot.
Jimmy Scruggs.
James Scruggs. I'll have to take another dab.
That sounded like they were picking up.
Hi, thanks for calling Yo Crazy. Please leave us a voicemail or send us a text at this number. Our address is 35 East, 100 North in Ephraim, Utah. For current flavors, please check out .com or our Instagram and Facebook pages. Current hours are Monday through Thursday, 2:30 to 10 p.m., Friday, 2:30 to 11 p.m., and Saturday, 12 to 11 p.m. We're closed Sunday. Thank you, and we hope you have the best day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
It's the Vanilla Gorilla. We're coming through getting some Yo Crazy yogurt. Thank you. I love you. Bye. We left them a voice message. I did a Jimmy Scruggs thing. And I think I'm going to jail for that. Uh-oh.
No, but you have to do another call.
I do.
That's the law.
We have the Mumble. You can join the Mumble.
Join the Mumble.
Mumble.rogueserver.com.
You can listen to the show. 15 seconds in the future.
Yes.
Whoa. Rosin's here.
Hi.
Wow, I'm setting up a dab.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Rosin. Thanks
Welcome.
For showing up.
The Whoopi Show. Yeah, this is very nice.
The Whoopi Wednesday.
Hell yeah, brother.
Weekly Whoopi. Weekly Whoopi. I didn't say another W word.
You never know who's gonna show up at Whoopi Wednesday.
The Weekly Whoopi.
The Whipstick.
Every week
Wednesday.
At Rogue Server. .com.
Once a week.
Oh,
my rig was still on. Interesting. All right, I'm taking a dab, so somebody make a dab length phone call so I don't have to.
Okay, can I go?
Do you want to try? I gotta boost your volume up a little bit.
Yeah.
Home to Sweet Samari, this is Amberly. How may I help you?
Hi, Amberly. How are you
Hello?
Doing today? Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, so, like, right now my friend is taking a dab, and you think it's going to be a big-ass cloud? 100% I think it's going to be a small-ass cloud. I think you guys have towels on tap.
If we have what, I'm sorry?
Do you have towels on tap? Do you have towels?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I have towels.
This is Robin, and how can I help you?
Robin, who have towels?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Do you have towels?
Do we have towels?
Yes.
Yes.
Alright, because I gotta clean this shit I made in the bathroom. I wanted to tell you guys that before I stepped out. There's a big doo-doo issue in the bathroom. I'm very sorry.
What room?
2210?
I'm sorry?
210, lady. I'm trying to get some towels. Shit is happening.
Okay, I will have Lisa bring you up some towels.
Yeah, I'm up in 210. There's some shit happening.
Okay, I got it.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
It is going down in 210.
Shit happening in 210. It's fucked up, bro.
It's real. It's real. Rosin, your volume's a little bit inconsistent. It's like compression's happening. It's like a sharp attack.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're banned.
I'm on the phone here.
I didn't
make it right.
I didn't pull up another phone number, which I should have been doing. We're calling Utah. Wait, so I go this turn?
Yes, because you skipped a turn.
For the guest, Rossum.
Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn, Murray, Salt Lake City South. For new reservations, please press 1. For group sales, please press 3. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Oh, it hung up on me. I pressed 2 and it hung up on me. I also wasn't paying attention to what they were saying. I feel I've called here before. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show where the phone rings.
Fairfield, South Salt Lake, how can I help you?
Hi, how do we get enough, is it on tap over there or what?
Pardon?
Are the rooms on tap there?
On tap?
Yeah.
You mean tap pay or?
Tap water? Accessible, I guess? Or
We're just right next to the freeway. We're in between State Street and Redwood Road.
All right, and is there anywhere to park my boat here?
That's a good question. How big of a boat is it?
I got, like, a yacht, and I got several of the captains here, too, and they also have boats. We're just coming through the area, and we just, if we could park our boats there, that'd be pretty good.
Oh, okay. So we are close to capacity. I'm not too sure if several boats can fit within our parking lot tonight.
Oh, just, we're not, I guess we could just park the, we got like 10 boats we got to park here.
Yeah, we're at full capacity. I don't think we have enough space for 10 boats.
Where can we put them then? Like, do you have any, like, like that?
Yeah, the thing about it is we just have just a regular hotel parking lot. We don't have, like, an extra parking lot.
Well, if we get them up, can we, like, do it on the road then?
That I am not too sure. It's a good question.
Because we had, like, water in the boats.
I don't think we have enough space to accommodate 10 boats.
No space for 20 boats?
Yeah.
Okay, like, can we, because you guys get, like, the sister property, can we do it there? Or, like, the glass center?
I can ask. I have to get a hold of my superior and see what they say. I'm not too sure, but, what is a good phone number to contact you back at?
I'm using, one of the captain's phones. I guess we can call back later. Like, this is his kid's cell phone, so... Like, you just gotta give it back
then.
To his kid.
Okay.
Yeah, and they blocked incoming calls on this phone or something. I don't know how it all works.
Okay, I will contact my superior and ask, and I guess I'll just be waiting your call.
All right, we might just, like, park at the glass center at the Chicken Murray or whatever, you know? Because, like, we gotta park these boats because of the water.
Uh-huh. Are you outside right now, actually?
We're on the boats. We're doing, like,
okay.
80 knots.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just contact him, and then I guess you can give me a call back.
All right. I can give you the Dial-A-Song phone number.
Okay, that's fine.
It's 844-387-6962, and when you call that number, it'll play a song at you.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Hi. How are you checking
in? Yeah. Can you make a fresh coffee? We did a little bit of creepy eavesdropping. I gave her the Dial-A-Song phone number. You can call that phone number. It's publicly accessible and available. And they want you to call it. Welcome to the weekly Whoopi show with Whoopi. There is a glass. Oh, there was. It's closed. There's an Amazon locker, an ATM, a Speedway. Jimmy!
Yo, whoa, hello.
You want to talk to a gas station, a Speedway?
Yes. Give me just one second, because I need to look something up real quick.
Okay. Welcome to the weekly Whoopi show once a week on rogueserver.com. We make
All right,
phone
cool.
calls.
All right, yeah, we're good.
Okay, dialing. And there's a medium amount of dead air sometimes.
the giggles out.
Hope they pick up.
Your remote access. Speedway, can I help you?
Hey, man, you guys busy Hello? Down there? Hello?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's busy.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
All right, I'm trying to find a place for me and my friends to come play human chess.
Yeah,
and
we can't hear.
We're having a little trouble finding...
Yeah, we can't hear.
Do you think it'll slow down anytime soon? Like, I could come down there.
Even if it did slow
like,
down.
I mean, honestly, if we set up the human chest in the parking lot, it's going to be hard for people to get through.
I'll get in so
anyway.
Trouble.
But why, dude? So like, it's fine. I'll give you dabs.
I can't. I really can't. I wish I could. I would, for sure.
Bro, for real. I'll give you dabs and, like, porno magazines.
I can't do it. I mean, I can't. I don't care if you do it, but the people that watch this place...
Not even for $50?
No. I'm sorry, bro. Oh,
man.
What's he saying?
All right. He says we can't do it, bro. Like,
why?
What the fuck?
Why can't we do it? What the hell, man?
What the fuck?
I'm here. Like, we have a bunch of people. We're all trying to meet up.
Go to a park.
Well... All right, fine. I'll clue you in. Whoa, dude, relax. I'm trying to let this guy know what we're doing, okay?
I can't. I'll get fired.
No, but, bro, like, look. We're making a viral video. You will get paid.
I can't. I promise I can't.
Your boss will get paid. You will get paid.
We're going to play human chess. Don't fuck with me no more. I can't. I'm sorry to be rude, but
Are there any customers in the store right now?
Is what?
Are there any customers in the store right now?
Just two.
Could
I
talk to one of them for the weekly customer survey?
I can't. I gotta go help these customers, but I can't do that.
But can I talk to one of them for the weekly customer survey?
You can send a survey, but they're not gonna...
Well, no, I'd like to talk to one of the customers for the weekly customer survey. Fred from the corporate office.
You can send it to the corporate office. They're going to give me props.
No. I'm saying that this is Fred from the corporate office, and I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Is there a customer in the store I can speak to?
So you're telling me that you're from corporate office?
Yeah.
And you're asking to play this game in where?
Speedway.
What's your name? Tell me what your name is, and I can look it up right now.
This is, like, Jimmy's friend. We're just want to, like, for the viral video. Oh, you hung up. I hope I didn't ruin your call. Welcome to the show. Hobby Lobby? Are we allowed to call Hobby Lobby?
Ask them what their hobby is.
Hobby Lobby, how can I help you?
Hi, Chris. This is, can we do, like, a human chess down there?
A what?
A human chess.
Okay. Are you looking for somebody?
Well, this is Chris, right? Or Christine or Krista or Carly?
No.
Or...
Let me put you online, okay, on the line with her. Let's see if I can page her.
Okay.
Okay? Let me put you on hold.
She took control. I think. I don't know which. Pretty sure the phone line is going to the phone. You know,
you just got transferred.
She just said it with such confidence, and then. You know? That was Hobby Lobby. Welcome to the show.
What kind of stock music is this?
Stock music? Oh, this is music from a game. Kid to Kid clothing store? Are we allowed to call a clothing store for kids?
Leslie, Kid to Kid.
Hi, Leslie. How do we, like, do it for, like, an adult?
I'm sorry?
Like, an adult shirt or shoe? Like, is there one that will fit me? I'm, like, smaller.
Are you calling for Uptown or Kid to Kid?
I guess Kids to Kids, because, like, my mom used to buy from there. I've never, like, bought a shirt or a pants before.
So right now, we already closed our buyer counter, so you would just have to come back tomorrow.
So, but you guys sell to me?
Yeah.
And it's, like, okay?
Yeah, to sell to you, but if you're going to sell to us, we already closed the counter.
Oh. Because I can, like, sell a shirt?
No, you can't sell to us. That's why. We already closed our counter.
Okay, but, like, tomorrow, I can, like, come in with a bunch of shirts and sell them? Like, how much do I get for a shirt?
It depends.
I got an adult shirt with, like, it's, like, got holes in it.
If it has holes or, like, any rips, we won't take him.
Oh. If I sew him up, because my cousin was wearing it, and then we got it back from the coroner, so...
It would have to be up to our pre-sorters, but... Mostly, if it has anything rips or anything, like, sew-ins or anything, we kind of just pass on them.
Well, he's got, like, pants, and they only have... They didn't have to cut the pants off. They just... they're, like, still, like, in one piece. But they do have, like, a rusty stain on them now.
Yeah, it would kind of just depend on the pre-sorter tomorrow.
Okay. And my getting the clothes back from the coroner is a completely normal thing to happen?
I'm sorry?
Because my cousin, the police are already investigating, like, his murder. But we got, like, his pants and clothes back from the coroner.
Are they washed and everything?
Yeah, well, like, we washed the pants, but there's still a little bit of blood stain in them, and the shirt has some holes.
We wouldn't take those if well, it we got, has, like, anything.
Well, we can wash them till, like, it fades mostly.
Yeah, like, if it's at least noticeable and you could notice it as well, we would probably just pass on it just because the customers as well would be able to notice them.
Well, the socks hardly have, they don't have any blood on them, and neither do the shoes. And the underwear
yeah,
are clean.
Yeah, you could try to bring them in tomorrow just to see if they would take them. Because it also depends on every other pre-sorter. So right now, I would probably wouldn't be able to, like, tell you how much or whatever you're looking for.
Oh, he was wearing a hat, but it's already red. So I don't think, like, the stain, like, it's not noticeable. You have to, like, really look at it, and then you'll, like, notice the stain on the red hat. So that's okay?
Yeah, if you want to come in tomorrow and see what they could take, then that's fine.
All right. Do you want any of his, like, personal belongings? We're just trying to get rid of a bunch of it.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, he's got, like, a bunch of crap I don't know what to do with. Like, he had, like empty
the
film cans.
The only thing that we take on the kid size is either toys, shoes, kid clothing up to size 12 to 14, and also just any equipment for babies. So if you have anything adult sizing or anything teenager sizing, that would have to be at Uptown.
Okay, he had a bunch of, like, little tiny scales.
Scales?
Yeah, like a digital scale, but it's, like toy size, I guess. Like, you could, like, put, like, a small thing on it and it'd show, like, how heavy it is, like, down to the gram.
I would just bring everything in tomorrow just to see what they take.
Okay. And, like, baby equipment, too? Like, he had,
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you. Oh, not in a weird way. Still a connection. Oh, there it goes. Welcome to the show.
Can I make a call?
Yes. Hotel. Just don't put me in jail. I don't want to go to jail.
Okay. What hotel is this?
Suburban Studios, Salt Lake City Airport.
Thank you for calling Suburban Studios,
Can you hear me
Salt
good
Lake
from
City
this,
Airport
from
in
this
Salt
direction?
Lake City. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Alright. Hold on. How about now?
Thank you for calling Suburban Studios located near Salt Lake City Airport. To make reservation, please dial 1.
I think you sound okay.
To reach our shuttle, please dial 2. To reach Amelia's Grill and Bar, please dial 3. To reach Ridgewadi Point Restaurant, please dial 4. To reach our sales department during normal business hours, please dial 5.
Oh, they're right next
to the
FBI.
To reach front desk, please dial 0.
Oh, and they hang up. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they heard me say FBI. Or maybe the number got reported. What's all on the list? Okay. We are going to move down to New Mexico. Let me check.
Arizona.
We're in Arizona.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the show, the weekly Wuppie show with Wuppie. the mystery guest co-host.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Two co-hosts.
Well, no, let's not get into that just yet.
500 co-hosts.
Oh, no. One call per co-host.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Four Seasons Resort in Scottsdale. How may I direct your call?
Front desk, please.
Of course. Allow me to connect you with them.
Salaam alaikum, brother.
Thank you for calling the front desk. This is Brianna. How may I assist you?
Salaam alaikum, Brianna. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm about to come up there, and I'm wondering if 100% if I can get some towels because there's some, you know, there's a water issue in my room.
Oh, which room are you located in?
I don't know. I'm with this chick right now. She just told me to go get towels. I don't want her locking me out and shit.
So you just need towels for the room?
Yeah. She's getting pretty wet in here, you know what I'm saying?
Which room do you want us to send that to?
215.
215, we'll go ahead and send towels your way.
Alright, thank you, mommy. Thank you, baby.
And she's gone. A lot of people are getting towels. We heard in a previous show on a previous Rogue Server show that people do get shot over this, so we have to be careful.
Oh.
All right, Jenny okay. Scruggs.
James. James Scruggs.
The Prickly Pear Inn. For James.
Oh boy, I'm a prickly pear.
Yeah. I hope I'm doing a good job balancing audio.
You've reached the Prickly Pear Inn and Grumpy Old Mule Mercantile in a beautiful town of Cave Creek, Arizona. Our lobby and store hours are daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. At this time, we are either assisting other guests or currently closed. We are delighted to answer any questions that you may have. If you would like to leave your name, phone number, and purpose for your call, we will return your call as soon as possible. If you would like to make a reservation, you may also do so by visiting our website at www.prickly.
No.
Oh.
Ah. Oh, it's a little low.
This is the best it's gonna get. So if it sounds like shit, fuck the listeners. And if it sounds like
I said a swear word. I had the volume on this output down the entire time, so.
Oh no. So it's been hard to hear us, is what you're saying?
Yeah. So if you are listening to the show, welcome to it. We've turned the volume up. It was a group effort. It wasn't just one person with a dial. I'm Whoopi. This, my co-host, is James Scruggs. And we have
James Scruggs.
Guest of Rossum.
Hi. How are you guys?
Ah! Oh, we're calling Carefree.
Special, super special guest, Rossum.
Very special.
And later tonight, I will be giving my official review on who won the Dab War.
Where you can depend on friendly service and comfortable surroundings every time. That is our commitment and your guarantee. To help you reach the right person,
guarantee.
Please choose one of the options from the following menu. At any time, you can press 9 to hear the options again. press 1 for existing reservations, changes to an existing reservation, or to cancel a reservation. Press 2 to make a new reservation, or stay on the line to speak with the front desk.
Hi, thanks for calling the Hampton Inn Carefree. This is McKenna. How can I help you?
Hi, McKenna. I'm just calling. I'm up here in the room and just calling mainly to apologize. I feel really bad about this, but it's one of those heat of the moment things, and I did kind of fuck myself over too, so whatever. I was playing some chess online and I lost hard, and I felt the pain of 1,000 knives to the back, and I threw my laptop, which isn't even my laptop, it's my work laptop. I threw the work laptop into the hotel television. It's obviously smashed. I don't need it fixed. I'm going to bed. I just wanted to apologize, and you know, I know I'm going to be charged for it. It's going to be a thing. I don't want it. I'm too embarrassed to see anyone. So, when you find it, there will be $50 in addition to whatever fee I pay. That's just kind of a tip. And there will be also an invitation to the freak-off. And you have to choose between those two. So, which one do you think you would choose? The $50 or the invitation to the freak-off?
Can I place you on hold for 1 second?
I mean, I'd really rather you didn't. It's a pretty simple question. Is there a customer there I could talk to?
Yeah.
Can I talk to them?
Sure, hold on.
Sweet. I got punked.
Is this real?
Is the call still connected?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. I thought you hung up.
I'll mute it. I'll mute us to the call.
Yes. Do that.
I'll wait for about...
We can wait for a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. We're on hold.
I already forgot what I was talking about.
You smashed the television, $50 to freak off.
Yeah, no, I know. I know.
Over
the
chess.
Bait and switch.
Yeah. She's taking forever to get a customer.
We're gonna give her one more minute. As soon as the clock turns, I'm watching it now. That minute. Turn. Hang it up. There it is. Go.
All right. Bye, lady. We love you. Okay.
It's funnier anyway with her hanging up, so.
Welcome
to the show.
Welcome to the show. Wuffy, the host of the weekly Wuffy show, needs 10 monitors for all the windows open. James is the co-host, and Rosin is our guest.
Hello, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 windows open, and almost none of them are crucial to what I'm doing right now.
I have 100,000 billion million windows open, and we are in Phoenix.
Okay.
Now we're in Mesa.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, man. I have an idea, but it's your turn, so, like, go.
Write it down.
I'm going.
So you don't forget it.
Thank you for calling the Residence Inn Mesa, located at 941 West Grove Avenue. To reach the front desk, dial 0.
Welcome to the hold.
Please hold while I try that extension. I'm sorry, but that was not a valid entry.
Thank you for calling the Residence Inn Mesa, located at 9...
I think the way my audio mixer is set up, my quote...
Thank you for calling the Residence Inn Mesa, located at 9...
It's not working. I think it's piping the phone audio back into the phone, but it hasn't been an issue for three shows, so I don't think it's an issue. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling La Quinta Inn and Suites Mesa West. For reservations, press 1. For directions to the hotel, press 3. To reach a guest, press 4. To reach the front desk, please press 5 or stay on the line.
Closer, by the way.
Oh, I'm getting close?
You're getting closer.
Uh-oh.
You're getting close.
La Quinta Mesa West, front desk.
How do we get close?
How do you get what?
Close. Like
close?
Yeah.
As far as
contact, I guess, like close enough to touch.
Have a good day.
Hey. Ma'am?
Uh-huh.
I because I lost something in the parking lot.
Okay.
It's a shoot. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like an eight-sided polygon.
Okay.
Do you have one? Have you found it? No, she didn't find it. I think that counts as my turn, maybe. I didn't call these ones. These ones.
Okay. I'm ready. Hey, I have kind of an embarrassing issue up here in the room. I was out for a bit and I came back and I was really sweaty and just really gross. And so I decided it would be a great idea to sit on the mini fridge with the door open to kind of, you know, cool off my nether regions.
What is your room number?
I'd rather not say.
Then what are you calling
me? Let me just finish, because I just wanted to apologize, mostly because it's pretty upsetting. Regardless, I was sitting on the mini fridge and it felt great, and I got really comfortable and really relaxed, and it felt like I needed to fart. Oh, what a bitch. I was gonna tell her I pooped in the mini fridge.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah, I guess I could try again. It's gonna suck though, because like, it's not gonna be anywhere near the effort. I'm just gonna be like lame about it, but let's do it, because it'll be funnier lame style.
You just go right into it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm gonna.
Thank you for calling DoubleTree by Hilton Phoenix Mesa, where spacious rooms and our famous DoubleTree chocolate chip cookies are waiting for you. To make a change to an existing room reservation, press 1. For new room reservations, press 2. For sales and events, press 3. For all other needs, remain on the line.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
but the dumbest shit right now. Oh. Thinking of blaming the chocolate chip cookie.
Thank you for calling DoubleTree by Hilton Phoenix Mesa.
Oh, what
rooms
a bitch.
And our famous DoubleTree chocolate chip cookies are waiting for you.
I'll transfer you now. Thank you for calling DoubleTree by Hilton.
Ah!
We're space.
All right, fuck this place.
All right. Holiday Inn, like the hotel motel.
Because I was just cracking myself up about saying that I ate the cookie.
Thank
that
you
made
for calling
me poop.
The Holiday Inn in sunny Arizona, where the skies are blue and the sun is warm, and relaxation awaits. For new or existing
There's
reservations,
no way this is a real person,
one.
Yeah.
For corporate rooms or rates, press 2. For group rooms or rates, press 3. For events and catering, press 4. For the front desk, press 0. We can't wait.
You are being transferred
Zorro.
To the operator.
Front desk, this is Brandon. How can I help you?
Hey, Brandon. How's it going tonight?
Good, how are you?
Well, I've had better days, you could say. I'm mostly just calling to apologize. I had kind of an embarrassing moment up here in the room, you could say. And I just really wanted to apologize. So let me just lay it all down for you. I came in from jog. I was pretty warm, pretty hot. I decided that it would be fun to cool myself off with the mini fridge. And in doing so, I kind of pooped in the mini fridge up here in the room.
Okay.
And I cleaned it out, but it still kind of smells. And I was just hoping I wouldn't get hit with, like, a cleaning fee, because, like I said, I cleaned it out. You wouldn't really be able to tell except for the fact that it smells terrible in this room, and I don't think it's ever gonna change. I think that smell's gonna stay here forever. Do you have any ashtrays down there? I could smoke some cigarettes. And that might...
I think they'll be all
that,
outside.
I think they'd be okay.
But, what's your room number?
Well, I'd really rather not say. I'd like to just take care of this, like, you know, man-to-man, like this.
I mean, if you like, what do you want me to do, like, because I mean...
Well, I really just want to apologize. Like, I just wanted to apologize, you know, on behalf of myself to the whole hotel, anyone who might have to deal with, My foolishness, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I know that our housekeeping has already left for the day, so...
Yeah, well, right. I mean, you could make a note for them. Just let them know that if any of the rooms smell particularly funky, that person apologizes. Feels really bad. You know, I'm going to check out tomorrow, and I'll probably try not to show my face too much, because, like I said, I really just can't handle the embarrassment, but it's been a great visit. It's a wonderful hotel. Everything's great. I don't know why I did it. I was feeling silly, and, I thought I had to fart, and then just suddenly, like, and it was death coming out of that.
I understand.
So I think what I'm going to do...
You're not comfortable with sharing the room number, or still not?
No, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to smoke a couple blunts and probably have a cigarette or two or 7, and that might balance it all out.
Okay, just be safe. But
yeah, dude.
I think all our outfits are outside in the front.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go get one, but I gotta make sure no one's looking. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe I'll just use the fridge.
Since the rooms are no smoking zone, so just make sure you don't smoke in there, only because that'll actually, I know for sure that would land you a fee. I'm not sure how much, but because I'm still new here.
Well, I mean,
so
I figure I'm probably already getting that fee just from opening the mini fridge. So I think it'll be all right. But if anybody complains about any of the smells up here, just let them know that that person's very sorry.
Okay. So, right. I mean, I could put the room, once you check out, if you feel comfortable with sharing it, because I'll be here tomorrow at 3 p.m. from 3 to 11. So, I mean, if you feel comfortable with sharing that with me face-to-face, I won't tell all your business. I won't tell your name, your face, or anything. I'll just say one guest had an accident in the room, and if I can just throw that room out of order or whatever they want me to do, I won't put your business out there to nobody, not even maintenance or housekeeping or whoever's here. So if
cool.
Thanks, check out around, if you check out time is at 12 p.m., so that's the only downside. I'm not going to be here at that time. I'll be here
that's
at 3 right. p.m., so.
That's okay. I mean, I'll be all right. They don't know, but they don't know what I look like. They don't know that I'm, you know, 6'2", and brown hair. They don't know any of that stuff. So like, they're not gonna know that it's me. I'll be okay tomorrow morning when I'm gonna just sleep off the embarrassment. I hope, as long as I can get the smell out of this room, because like I said, I cleaned up as much as I could, you know, myself. And it's terrible, and like I can't change rooms. I'm not gonna change rooms. It'd just be awful. I'm just gonna hook up my Super Nintendo, and I think I'm gonna play like some Seinfeld before I go to sleep.
Alright. Well, I got you.
Alright, man. If you want to come up here and take some dabs, straight up. That's cool.
Alright, well, I gotta go hook these guests, so just...
Yeah, man. Let them know I said hi.
Alright, I'll talk to you later.
Alright, I love you.
What a nice man. What a nice, understanding man.
Yay.
Welcome to the show. This has given me an idea. I'm going to do your premise, but without the preamble, which will make it into a mango.
Oh, yeah.
But it's my show. It's my show. The Lucky Show. Oh, I didn't turn this down.
Thank you for calling Days Hotel by Wyndham, Mesa, near Phoenix. For group bookings, or this call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes.
It's interesting.
Hello, this is the cancellation virtual agent, here to help you. To cancel your upcoming stay, you'll need one of the following. The reservation confirmation.
I'm not canceling. Maybe. Usually that lady likes it when you press 3.
Thank you for calling Days Hotel by Wyndham, Mesa, near Phoenix. For group bookings or group inquiries, please press 1. To make a new reservation, please press 2. To cancel a reservation, please press 3.
This line is dog mess. Oh, it's right next to the cops. Waffle House? I gotta do James's premise, but badly. Oh, I think I... Okay, Motel 6, I haven't called them. At least on the past few months. Welcome to the show. It's the weekly Whoopee show.
Once a week.
Once a week at rogueserver.com.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Mesa North. For directions to the hotel, press 1. For reservations, press 2. For the front desk or to reach a guest, please press 3 or hold on the line.
California consumers, to learn about what personal information we collect and how we use it, please see our privacy policy at motel6.com.
Let's spice this up a little bit. Welcome to the show, where there's a ringing phone. All right, bye. Okay, let's call the other one.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Mesa South. For reservations, press 1. For the front desk, or to reach a guest, please press 0, or hold on the line for...
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Mesa South. For directions to the hotel, press 1. For reservations, press 2. For the front desk, or to reach a guest, please press 3 or hold on the line.
California consumers, to learn about what personal information we collect and how we use it, please see our privacy policy at motel6.com.
Good evening, Motel 6, Mesa South. This is Sweden. How may I help you?
Hi, Sweden. I pooped in the fridge.
What's that?
In the fridge. I had like a bowel movement accident inside of it.
How would that happen?
I thought it'd be like a funny joke, but then it just happened. Like, it came out. Welcome to the show. I think... James,
my
what do you think?
My shit was muted. I've been geeking out. I said, I think you should have said that when she said, I don't understand how that happened. You should have said that you were just sitting on it and got too relaxed.
I should have.
And now I'm just geeking out thinking about that. But I have an idea request from one of the homies. So I'm gonna try it. We're going to see what happens.
Okay.
Any hotel will do. Any hole will do.
How about Superior
Spell
Suites?
Hole without hotel.
All right. James, it's your turn.
Yes. Here I go.
Bird Suites, how may I help you?
Did you say Bird Suites? That's fucking awesome. What's up? Tweet, tweet.
I'm sorry?
Hey, I have an issue up in my room right now. My shower drain is kind of clogged. And
what room?
Like, well, let me finish because it's a whole ordeal, to be perfectly honest. But I got a little drunk and I was feeling kind of frisky, and so I got in the shower. And do you know what waffle stomping is? Are you familiar with the term waffle stomping?
He hung up
Eat
immediately.
Eat that, cocksucker!
What a jerk!
Bitch.
What a jerk!
What a bitch!
Do you want to try to waffle stomp again?
Yeah, I'll try to waffle stomp again.
What if we?
Hopefully, it goes down this time.
I was kind of thinking of. Okay, this looks to be like an independent-ish motel.
Oh, good. Good. Can you, like, send it to me on Discord so I can see what I'm working with?
Yeah, sure.
You have reached the hotel's automated operator. For your convenience, you may enter the extension or room number of the party you wish.
Let me get a room number.
The front desk operator. Thank you.
Type a random room number, please.
123.
Thanks. This looks nice.
He said no about it. Do you want to try?
Yeah, there's probably no one in there.
Let's try the front desk.
We can try and bag all the front desk. But I like to try and get unsuspecting hotel guests. It's always fun.
I can try another number.
If you want, probably going to tell them the same thing.
You have reached the hotel's automated operator. For your convenience, you may enter the extension or room number of the party you wish. Dial 0 or hold for the front desk operator. Thank you.
111? I don't know how their rooms are situated here. I don't think it's like a 111. I don't know what this phone signal means.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Westerner Motel.
Hey, I'm up in the room. I was trying to do a little waffle stomping in the shower, and my shower drain got clogged, and now there's like poop water everywhere. And I feel really bad about it, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I was just kind of calling to let you guys know. I'd rather not say if that's all right. I could tell you a different number. It's 7. Number 7.
Huh?
I tried to stomp my poop down the drain, and it got
what
stuck.
What room number you stay?
How do you think I could fix it on my own without needing your help?
I'm so what room number you stay?
I don't want you to see my poop.
You have a room number?
Yeah, I do have a room number. But
so
I don't want you
number?
To see my poop. It's the number 7.
107?
Yeah.
You stay in 107, huh?
I've been here for like a week. And I've been waffle
stomping
the whole time.
You got a wrong motel. Nobody in 107.
No, I definitely don't. Yeah, that's on the books that there's no one in there. I got a universal key.
Nah, I wanted to play dog barking for some reason on your phone call. I'm not sure if it would have added or detracted. Detracted. It would have detracted. I like the idea though. Okay. Welcome to the weekly Wuppy Show on RogueServer.com. Quality Inn and Suites. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I had an idea, then I immediately forgot it. Oh, I'm gonna try your idea again.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Quality Inn and Suites in Mesa. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Calling Quality Inn, how can I help you?
I thought it'd be like fun, but like the way to cool off, but then I pooped inside the fridge and I don't know, like, what do I do about it?
Sorry, can you just repeat what you just said?
Like, because I was out and then I got warm and I thought it'd be like fun, and I guess I got too comfortable or too cold or too warm or something, and it just went right into the fridge whenever I had it open.
So something is wrong with the fridge?
I was sitting on it, and then, like, it went inside. Like, from inside me. What was inside me came outside and into the fridge.
What came inside of a fridge, sir? I cannot... You just tell me what exactly happened?
Because I was sitting on it, and I guess I just got too comfortable, and it just, like, slipped right out and into the fridge.
What room are you in?
It's shameful. I'm embarrassed. Because if you see it, it's going to be very embarrassing for me. But I cleaned it out. I cleaned it out the best I could. So, is that okay?
I still have to come and check, sir. What room are you in?
I don't want you to look at it, because it's like, I wiped it all out and I flushed it.
Sorry? You flushed it?
Yeah, because it, like, I got too relaxed, and I guess it just, like, slipped out.
Then you're not going to get the deposit back when you
from
check
my body.
Tomorrow.
But if I just bring the fridge down, can you like look at it and make sure it's like clean?
I have to come up and check. I cannot tell you to come and bring the fridge down.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It's too embarrassing. Nobody poops in a fridge. That's not normal. But I'm a regular guy.
The only thing
guy.
I can do is you are not going to get your deposit back because of that.
If I cleaned it out good enough, you won't even be able to tell.
I have to check the fridge. That's why I'm telling you. I need to come in the room and I need to check that fridge right now. I need to know your room number, sir.
It was solid. So just like, it was a little sticky.
Sir, what's your room number?
You're going to, like, make fun of me and call me a freak.
I'm not going to do that. I'm worried about my property. I'm worried about my fridge.
You bought the fridge?
I'm not going to make fun of anybody over here.
Well, I can buy you a new fridge.
I don't care about that. The only thing I'm worried about is the fridge that is in the room right now.
Yeah.
And well, whatever happened, I need to make sure everything is all right.
Like I said, I could just
what
bring
is
it.
Room number?
I could bring it down to you, and you can like look at it and like examine it.
Sure, bring the fridge down. I'll take a look.
All right, and you can like smell it and make sure it doesn't smell bad inside.
I'm not gonna smell it.
Why?
That's your poop. I'm not gonna smell that shit. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Oh.
That's you and your stuff.
I sprayed like a whole can of Febreze in there, so it should like smell like that.
Still, it's a biohazard. I'm going to be honest with you, it's a biohazard. I cannot go in and smell somebody's...
Okay. That's normal. That's reasonable. But then because I had to waffle stomp it down.
Sorry?
Because, like, the toilet was, like, I had it filled. It's empty now, but then I had to, like, waffle stomp it down, like, the shower.
The only thing I can do is you're not going to get your deposit back for that.
That's
nothing else I can do.
Just as long as it doesn't, like, bring shame on my family name.
You did what you had to. There's nothing else we can do, sir, about that.
Well, I could have went to the bathroom, though, but I just got too comfortable on the fridge, and it just slipped
you
out.
You should have done that. You are an adult. I'm not supposed to tell you where to take a dump and where not to. You're adult enough to know that.
Yeah. Because I just turned 21.
All right, I'm taking the show another direction from the poop.
Scatological humor is the peak.
But I have an idea. It's a little more obtuse and less poop. Less obtused.
I personally like the more obtuse ideas.
I just wanted to give an update to anyone who was curious. Tonight I've been doing a battle of the concentrates to see which concentrate is the best of the two that I have, and I will call them A and B. A is currently winning, and I do think A is going to win all around. But B is still good. B could win me over if A isn't as tasty on the next go around, but I don't know. A just stinks. It's all open that thing up and it's like, wow.
Thank you for calling Ojo Motel. To better serve you, please select from the following options. Press 1 for new booking, press 2 for an existing booking.
New booking.
Motel 7.
Some hotel, what can I do to help you?
Hi, I just had a question about booking. I was wondering if I could get the room night style.
Sorry?
Night style? Like a night style room?
Like style?
Like a night style room. For a night.
Nice, I don't understand that. What does it mean? You want it for one night?
Well, no, I want it night style.
Can you explain a bit on what
no.
What does it mean, night style room?
Yeah, like a night style room.
What do you get in that room? Can you explain?
Well, no, it's just a night style. Like, it's for a night.
Look, we have the room available. You can use it to stay in the night. You can use it to stay in the broad day as well. But I don't understand what you mean by night style. If you want a room, I can give it to you.
Yeah, like, I want a night style, though.
What is the name of the hotel? What is it called?
The Motel 7.
Can I have the name of the hotel?
It's the Motel
7. 7. Can I get the room night style at the Motel 7?
Motel 7 where?
On fucking planet Earth, dog. Who gives a shit? I'm coming through town. I want to get the room night style. Hang up. Chewing up. Hello? I've been looking all night for a room in Mesa, Arizona that's night style. And like, just, you just think I'm fucking with him. And now he's just left me on the table. I can hear he's connected.
Stabbed you in the back.
Okay, and yeah. We have Motel 7 on the East Men's Quick. Are you looking for that one?
Yeah, does they have night style rooms there? I'm looking for the Motel 7 with the night style
room.
We
have a 15-minute room. You come. I have a Motel 7 available on the Phoenix airport, but we don't have anything that's called night style.
So there's no night style rooms at Motel 7. Do you think you could accommodate night style? Like, it's just like a room for a night.
Oh,
you know, like I'm gonna, like I'm gonna ride my horse.
Thank you so much for explaining that after like 4 minutes.
I said it like 5 times, man. Don't get snippy with me. I'll leave you a bad review on Yelp.
Well, so it's a recorded line. I'm asking you for the last 4 minutes.
Okay.
What does it
I'm
mean?
I'm recording it too.
You're just saying night style. I'm asking.
Yeah,
you.
I have been saying it's night style.
Yeah,
it's like a room for a night.
It's up to you.
I said that 3 times. I have it recorded.
64 a night.
It's a room for a night.
Okay.
But I don't think
64.
You're understanding me because I'm not asking about the night. I'm asking about a room for a night. I will be riding in on my horse. I have a sword and a shield. Do you hear my horse? We are riding now. I'm riding on my horse. I am a knight. I'm looking for a room that's knight style. I'm a knight. And I'm fucking gay. Suck a fucking dick. I don't know what the fuck to say. Hey! You know, like, that kind of night. It's night style. We're coming down, we're gonna party night style.
Yeah!
Me and the bard.
Yo!
Me and my bard homie. We are looking for elven sluts.
Doing it night style!
Night
Motel
style,
7, Phoenix! By the airport!
We're fucking douchebags.
We got horses, we're riding in, and we're gonna do it night style.
Rapping and capping and snapping and tapping up on my fucking horse. I don't know what happened. I'm saying shit, and it's not cool. But I don't give a fuck. I think you're all such fools. Suck on my dick. Slick on my balls.
Nilla Gorilla.
I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Silva Gorilla back style. The Nilla Gorilla.
I've been a knight all my life.
They're still connected for some reason. This horse is gonna run out of steam.
Sir, are you still there? What are you doing?
You're accelerating.
I'm almost there. I hope you have a night style room ready for when I get there.
You get a glaive.
I've got one of those shiny metal helmets.
I got a feather. I got weird pants and big shoes.
Fucking dogs won't stop barking.
Shut up, dogs. You're scaring the horses.
Hello? Hello? Alright. Well, I hope you have a wonderful life. And everything goes perfect for you, dog. Clearly you've just left us here to go absolutely bananas. Whatever was funny about this call is just no longer funny, and you win. So if you'd like to collect your prize, you can send me an email. You have to guess my email address, but it's totally not a night at gmail.com. Whoopi, can you call somebody else, like with this guy on the line?
Oh, I don't think I can. I don't think I have the power to do.
Okay, all right. Bummer.
Yeah, it's sad like that.
That is a bummer, but whatever.
I totally would do it if I had the power, though.
That's fine.
All right, sir. We love you. Thank you for participating in the show. Thank you.
Have a blessed Wednesday. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, sir. You have anything to say to the people?
Yeah, do you have anything to say to chat?
The chat. Do you have anything to say to the man on the phone who won't hang up for some reason or did a bad job at hanging up? Or whatever?
Why do you keep calling this guy a jet?
A jet?
Yeah.
Alright, we have a hello from Carthor. Alright, that's 10 minutes. Hung up. Welcome to the show, where we just...
What call is that?
I don't know.
Wait, singing songs. See, that's what I mean about, like, Rosin B being possibly a winner, because I did just take a nice dab of that, and then I did whatever the fuck that was supposed to be. Oh shit, this is a special guest.
Oh snap. Yo!
Ah, fuck.
It's the Rosin Goblin.
We are going to call a Krispy Kreme.
How did I get here? How did I get here?
I don't know. It's very scary. It's Wednesday with Whoppy.
I'm drunk. I'm very drunk.
And wasted. A weekly
I'm
Wednesday.
I'm very drunk. Oh. I had a lot to think about from Tuesday, so I had to get drunk. I'm sorry.
Aww. This is a Krispy Kreme.
Who's talking?
Lisa, do you want to go?
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Okay.
For calling Krispy Kreme, how can I help you?
Hi, I was just wondering about the crispy, because you made them crispy and stuff.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you. Can you repeat that for me?
Is that right? You make them like, because Krispy Kreme for the donuts.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not sure if there's something wrong with your...
You make them crispy, yeah. Is there something wrong with the donuts?
No, I think there's something wrong with the with your speaker. I can't quite make out your voice too well.
Oh. Well, I'm making them crispy. Could I say Krispy Kreme?
Here, say that one more time. Again, sorry.
A Krispy Kreme. And you make them like a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I apologize. I think there's some kind of issue with the sound.
Ah, fuck. All right. A Krispy Kreme, you put your finger in there or what?
Yeah, I apologize. I can't quite
what the fuck?
Make out what you're saying.
Ah, god damn you. Why? What? Hello?
Sorry, I
Oh, God damn it, Noah. Noah didn't fucking fix shit. This hook is all fucked up still. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm just hearing kind of like
You have Noah there?
Like, I hear a voice, but no words. Yeah, kind of like that.
All right, so you figured it out, or what? What's going on?
See, that I could make out. I could hear what you said. Try asking a question again.
I got the Krispy Kreme on the phone with me right now. You know, Krispy Kreme. Did that work?
That one
did
I didn't go through? Yet. I heard you say Krispy Kreme a couple times. Are you okay?
Yeah. The police said I could go home.
Yeah, you're kind of back to where I can't quite understand what you're saying. Well, when you get your sound issues figured out, you can go ahead and give me a call back. Have a nice day.
All right.
Oh, he hung up.
God damn it, I'm dropping packets. All right, I gotta
go. You sound good.
I'm dropping packets like I was. We sat on the phone with Noah all night fucking long. No, it sounded like shit, and I'm dropping packets. Fuck this. I'm out.
I didn't notice anything.
I gotta go yell at Noah. This is bullshit. I fucking hate everything.
Damn it, Noah.
God damn it.
I was laughing really hard at that, though. That was really funny. That was, like, the funniest call I've heard in a while. Especially when the guy was like, I just hear, you know, voice, but no words. And it's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, well, try asking your question again. And he just launches, like, you know, with the Krispy Kreme in the room.
Ah!
Yeah, and then the spaz out, like, oh, Jesus Christ, that was funny. I don't even know how I'm supposed to deal with that, but I'm going to take this next one if that's okay.
All right.
That's the plan, I don't know.
Can we try to find another Krispy Kreme? I think this is kind of unexplored territory.
I figured the idea that I'm going to use, which is on that list that I showed you, but it's not visible in the screenshot that I showed you, I think this premise will work anywhere.
Okay. All right, this Krispy Kreme doesn't have a phone number, but this Waffle House does.
Okay.
Thank you for calling your local Waffle House. To place a to-go order, please visit order.wafflehouse.com or download the new Waffle House ordering app, as we no longer
accept
to-go
orders. Call in an order.
We look forward to seeing you soon.
You don't even pick up the phone?
Is this literally just for a phone?
It's literally just Waffle House.
Yeah, it's literally just to let you know you need to use the internet. Get out of the past.
I just hit a bunch of numbers at him.
You've made an invalid selection.
Uh-oh.
I bet.
Oh, shit.
Call your local Waffle House.
You've made an invalid selection.
Oh, God. I want to see if any numbers go through.
You've made an invalid selection.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No one is available to take your call. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
God damn it. Cannabis store? Am I allowed to call a cannabis store?
As long as it's not in my state.
We're in Arizona.
They have them up there? Oh, yeah, Tulsa King. Tulsa King! Hell right. Yeah!
We're calling the marijuana.
Alright, is it me?
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for calling Mint Cannabis. For deals including daily deals, first-time patient, and birthday deals, please visit mintdeals.com/deals. All stores are open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., excluding Mesa, which is open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Tempe is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including all holidays. Recreational cannabis sales are here for adults 21 and older. Please have a state-issued ID or passport available upon arrival. To speak with a team member at the following locations, please press 1 for Tempe, 2 for Mesa, 3 for Bell Road, 4 for Northern Ave, 5 for 75th Ave, 6 for Scottsdale. To repeat, press pound.
Tempe.
Tempe?
Yeah.
Hello, Mississippi.
Hey, how's it going? I needed to talk to somebody really quick because I just found out tonight that my friend has never played Grand Theft Auto 4. And I just think that that's crazy. And so I was just kind of calling around getting the reactions of the fine folks.
This is a call for a weed dispensary. Do you have a question that's related to weed?
Yeah.
So what is your question, sir? You're asking about a game. This is a
recorded line about weed. But I'm not asking about anything. Like, I was just trying to talk to somebody about Grand Theft Auto 4.
Sir, you cannot talk to anyone here about Grand Theft Auto. This is a weed dispensary. This is no time to be prank calling about anything about a video game. This is only a weed dispensary. And this is a recorded line, just to let you know.
Okay.
This is not... So, sir, do you have anything that's related to Mint Cannabis? If not, I'm sorry. I have to hang up and do my job.
Okay. All right. I don't know why you're so upset with me. Like, I wasn't trying to ruin your night.
Sir, you're not ruining my night. I'm just letting you know that this is a recorded line. This is for Mint Cannabis only.
But is it
This is
an
no questions about
line?
Grand Theft Auto.
You're so upset. Like, I didn't do anything to you.
Oh,
I wasn't
she hung up.
Rude.
She hung
oh
up the recorded line.
What a lunatic.
Sir, this is a recorded line. You cannot say Grand Theft Auto. Oh, what if this is the bed? She gets so fucking mad.
What a fucking lunatic. Like, I'm sorry, but like... What? That was a crazy person. That was a genuine crazy person.
Sir, this is a recorded line.
But if I asked for some Acapulco gold, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been totally fine. Like, it's so silly. Like, what the fuck?
You can't say Grand Theft Auto. Do you want to try a laundromat?
Sure.
We're just calling weird things. I'm just calling whatever shows up. Do you want these sounds?
No, I don't.
I need bubbles. Sarah, how can I help you?
I need bubbles. Hello? Are you a real thing?
Hello, it sounds... Hi there.
You sound like
AI.
I'm
AI assistant for Tiny...
You are AI. Oh my god. Can I talk to a person, please? You're not going to understand me.
Great. I'll transfer you now.
Thank
One
you.
Moment.
Please, go.
Hello. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, fine. Hey, I'm just calling because I found out tonight that my friend has never played Grand Theft Auto 4 or, like, you know, the PlayStation 3 or whatever. But that's crazy because, like, everyone's played that game. And I just really wanted to, like, talk to somebody about it because it seems so abnormal that, like, you know, somebody wouldn't have never played such a influential video game. So if you want to give me a call back, 867-5309, the jammy you can hit. And I hope to hear from you soon. Love you. Bye. Hello? Whoopi?
I just had to do that, and it took me a minute to find it.
I'm mixing a seltzer.
Okay. This Grand Theft Auto situation sounds real.
What kind of real? What are you talking about? It's just a video game.
Let's say, hypothetically, like, they had the disc, they bought it used, but it was damaged.
Well, let's just say, hypothetically, return the used disc. And say, this doesn't work.
I can't do it.
A pussy. I've never met anyone with such a huge vagina. That's what I would say, at least. That's, you know, you wanted to know what I would say, that's what I would say.
I think this happened 11 years ago. There's a lot of dispensaries showing up first thing on my Google Maps. Are we allowed to call IHOP? Carthur, it is true. I haven't. Well, James's friend has it. Your associate.
Thank you for calling IHOP at 1500 West Grant Road in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, do you want to take this call?
Off Interstate 10.
No, I'm good.
256. Okay. Across from Quick Trip, where kids eat free every day from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. In order to better assist you, please choose from one of the following options.
Press 1 if you would like to place an order to go. Press 2 if you would like to find information about hiring. Press 3 to hear more about our catering offers. Press 4 if you are a current or former employee calling in regards to your W-2. Press 5 if you are a vendor looking to provide a service or have questions about services you have provided. Press 6 for customer feedback, concerns, or issues. Press pound to repeat this menu. Or press 0 for all other inquiries.
I want to talk to the store. Oh, join the mumble. Join the mumble. The mumble's open.
Thank you for calling. I hop on Grant in the freeway. How can I help you?
Hi, is your mumble open?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I had you muted like a dummy. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I don't think it's harassment if I call back if she couldn't hear me. Join the mumble, join the mumble, join the mumble. You can join the mumble and get ear blasted by a ringing phone.
Thank you for calling IHOP at 1500 West.
You've made an invalid selection.
Oh, God,
thank
I'm going straight
IHOP
to jail.
At 1500.
Okay, I'm not. I forget what number I pressed, Adam.
Calling Grand Oracle.
Hey, I got like the Whopper Junior, but like the fries are not juniorized.
You said what? I'm sorry.
How do I get, like, the fries juniorized?
We only have a value fry if that's the smallest fry.
So it's, like, a smaller type? Because I get, like, a Whopper Junior, and, like, that is good. But, like, the fries aren't junior. Okay. She didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Neither did I. Welcome to the show. I didn't ready up the other phone number.
By Hilton Mesa Longbow. We're free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and our roomy suites are waiting for you. For an existing or previous reservation, press 1. For new room reservations, press 2. For sales and events, press 3. For all other needs, please remain on the line or press 0.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Welcome to Suites at Mesa Longbow. My name is Brianna. How may I help you?
Hey, Brianna. How do we do it, like, nature style?
I'm sorry?
Like, nature style rooms?
I can barely hear you.
Oh, like, for nature? Like,
How do you mean?
Like, outside, like, how there's animals and stuff? Like, that style?
Do we have rooms like that, or...?
Yeah. I'm currently outside right now.
No. We're just the standard hotel.
Oh, can I do it like that, then?
Well, how do you mean?
If I, like, bring him?
It is a $75 pet fee.
So we got, like... Is that for, like, including bird?
Yes.
So, per bird, that's $75. We got 50 birds. So, what's that work out to? Oh, she hung up. You can't have 50 birds. That's unreasonable. Welcome to the show. The weekly Whoopee show here on rogueserver.com/Whoopee with an H. I had an idea earlier, and then I promptly forgot about it. I did not write it down. This is Whoopee with the co-host, James.
James Scruggs.
Scruggs.
Boy, it's almost time to get that second dab.
Oh, well, snap.
Fourth dab, technically. Second dab from the second concentrate, which, like I said... Definitely some tasty stuff.
Okay,
and
this
we'll
is a mall.
To properly judge them.
Thank you for calling Desert Sky Mall. This is your 24-hour source for shopping information.
For English, press 1. Para español, oprima el 2.
If you know the name of the store you are interested in and to be directly connected to it, press 1. To hear a list of all stores by category and be directly connected to your store of choice, press 2. For information, including hours, directions, and mall services, press 3. To hear about special events, press 4. To hear the latest jobs available, press 5. To be connected to the management office, press 6. Ooh. To be connected to the security office. Press 7. To be connected to a guest service representative,
wait,
press
who's going?
0.
I guess I can go.
If you know the name of the store you are interested in.
I want to hear the list of stores.
For department stores, press 1. Specialty stores, press 2. Cards, books, and gifts, press...
Specialty?
Multiple matches have been found. Press 1 for store names A through F. Press 2. Please wait while we process your request.
Oh.
A couple of nuts.
Press 1.
Audio zone.
Press 2.
A couple of nuts?
Candy Mania.
You really need to call
press
a couple
3.
Of nuts.
Please wait to be connected. There may be a moment of silence. Thank you.
Please take a moment of silence for 9/11.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available at the tone.
Bummer.
Do we try again at the mall?
The mall might be closed unless you're calling the West Coast.
Thank you for calling Desert Sky Mall. This is your 20-minute
call in Arizona.
Shopping
so information. Yeah, West Coast.
For English, press 1. But if you know the name
I think
of the
this is something that needs to be scouted
in,
out beforehand.
To directly connected to it, press 1.
You can try.
Please enter the first 3 letters of the store name using your telephone keypad. For example, please wait while we process your request.
I just typed in random numbers.
Press 1.
I don't know what the hell
Please wait to be connected. There may be a moment of silence. Thank you. The number requested cannot be reached. Please try again later. If you know the name of the store you are interested in and to be directly connected to it, press 1. To hear a list of all stores by category and be directly Please wait while we process your request.
Burlington Coat Factory.
Press 1.
La Cora Cow.
La Cora Cow?
Please wait to be connected. There may be a moment of
silence.
Oh, I
went with Burlington
Thank
Coat
you.
Factory. Wait, I'm going?
Thank you for calling Burlington, located at 7611 West Thomas Road, Phoenix, Arizona. Press 1 for English.
Oprime el 2 para español.
So many
Today's
phone
hours
menus.
Are 8:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. Burlington is hiring nationwide. Click option 2 to learn more about our full-time, part-time, and seasonal opportunities. Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently
Jeez,
changed.
How many frickin' menus
For
am I going to go through?
For store hours and location, press 1. For employment information, press 2. For assistance with your Burlington credit card, press 3. To check the balance of your gift card, press 4. For assistance with your layaway, press 5. To speak directly with the store, press 8. To hear this menu again, please hold while we transfer your call.
What the hell do I say to Burlington Coat Factory?
Hello?
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 Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, what a... What a bummer. Yeah, after all that, all that work I put in.
house?
When can I move in? Cause I got a U-Haul loaded up. I don't know when to move in.
Move in where?
The house.
What house?
Like a man house, like a man house.
Wait, what? I'm confused.
You said it's man's house.
This is men's house.
Yeah. So what? When do I pay rent? Or like a mortgage?
We sell suits. We don't rent houses.
Why? Well, it says men's house. I already paid the guy. Like he said, it's like a $10,000 down to move into men's house.
No, I think you have the wrong number.
No, give me this number. In Phoenix? he said $10,000 down, but yeah, you didn't say the mortgage. I already gave him the money to move in.
What was the guy's name?
Joe.
Oh, no, I think you have the wrong number.
No, he gave me this number, dude. He gave me this number.
Well, this is not the number.
Yes, it is. He said it's men's house and that you'd pick up.
No, I'm sorry.
It's men's house. Dude,
yeah.
This is the number he put on the paper.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
What are you saying? Like, I gave him $10,000 and then it's fake?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did I get scammed?
I'm not sure.
Please tell me I didn't get scammed again. I'm outside right now. So, what do I do about the U-Haul then? Like, I got all my crap in here. It's not even a house. Ma'am? Girl. That was Men's House at the Mall. James.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Oh God.
You feeling the full effects?
I might be feeling the full effects. Reggie and the full effect. Yeah, I think this one is a clear winner. The other one's good, but this one just has a much stronger punch to it. So, way to go.
So out of A and B, which one's the winner?
I can't remember which one was which. But one is like a strawberry and the other one is like some fucking Hawaiian lunch style name.
Alright, do you want to do a call to Duke's Dirty Kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay. Patching you through now.
Hello?
Hello. My friends and I, we were looking for a place to eat some dinner tonight. And we came upon your establishment, and I was just wondering, for my own sake, it's not actually dirty, right?
No.
Like the restaurant, you guys keep everything.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, hello?
Yo, what's going on, man? How's it going down there?
What's going on, boss?
All right, I'm just chilling, taking some tabs. I was wondering, just like, I figure I got my answer, but I wanted to know, it's like, it's not actually, like, dirty, right?
Huh?
Like, it's not actually dirty in there? Like, there's not, like, cockroaches running around or anything?
It's just the name of the restaurant, bro.
That's, okay. I mean, that's kind of a weird thing, like, you, I don't know.
Well,
I just saw the name on Google, yeah. Like, I haven't even looked at the menu. What are you all serving down there?
At the moment, it's our Wing Wednesday. We got Dollar Wings.
Dollar Wings?
Yeah, we got Dollar Wings.
You got sauces? What kind of sauces do you have in there? Like, any dirty sauces?
I got regular buffalo sauce, mild, medium, hot. I got an Arizona Heat, barbecue hot, honey barbecue. I got a strawberry hot, strawberry mango, and habanero. Got a mango habanero, lemon pepper, honey lemon pepper, garlic parm. What else?
Yeah. No, that all sounds wonderful. How was the name inspired? Why do they call it dirty?
I'm a big tailgater. Been tailgating for like the past 15, 20 years up there at the stadium and at the, what's it called? What? They call me Dirty Bird, so.
Oh. Oh, well, that's wonderful, man. Good for you.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's just, well, it's a friend. They call me Dirty Bird at the stadium, and then, you know, my family call me Duke, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Kind of a nickname, right. Kind of two nicknames combined together.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for all your time tonight. I really do appreciate it. I think we're going to go to McDonald's because my one friend is autistic. And,
I have a little brother. He's autistic.
Huh.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking all my, questions, answering that. And I wish you and your business nothing but blessings.
Indeed, boss. Thank you. Well, you can stop by anytime. I see you found us on Google. So we open Tuesday through Sunday. There's a special every day of the week. Just like I told you, today is our Wing Wednesdays. Wings are a dollar. Tomorrow I have a $15 combo special. You pick one entree and one side. And you can have a drink with that. You can choose a burger, brisket sandwich, pulled pork sandwich, po' boy sandwich. Yeah, I got any one of those. Any one entree and a side. Got fries, onion rings, okra, and zucchini.
Nice.
Fridays.
We don't have anything like this back.
Fridays are my fish fry Fridays. If you like fish or shrimp. So,
excellent. Well, all right. Well, I'll definitely keep that in mind. You all got alcohol?
What was that?
You got booze?
No, no booze. No booze.
No liquor license.
No liquor license right. Yet.
Hey.
Stop by on Sunday.
Have some beer and some wings.
What was that?
I said just, you know, some beer and some wings. They go hand in hand, macaroni and cheese.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, sounds great. We might check it out later this week. Like I said, we're just in town, scoping it out, taking a look. And
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're ever back in the area, you want to stop by and give us a try, we'll be here.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, boss man.
All right. Cool. Hang up the phone.
He hung it up.
All right. What? That was like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's a good, nice, normal call. It's a good, nice, normal call.
It was a great advertisement for whatever that place was called. The Dirty Place.
Yeah. Go to the Dirty Place. They have $1 wings Wednesday.
Yeah, that guy was so sweet. Like, I couldn't fuck with him. I was just like, he was so nice.
He's such a down-to-earth guy with his Wednesday
wings.
He was
so nice. Yeah, dollar wings is a pretty good deal. I would go for some dollar wings. That's actually one of the reasons I didn't fuck with them. I was like, that's pretty nice, actually. Be all for that. They had a good amount of sauce selections. Yeah, good dude.
Shout out to the restaurant.
I just couldn't fuck with that guy. He was too cool. He was just too chill.
We're going to work on the sponsorship deal with Duke's Dirty Kitchen for Rogue Server, and it'll be combined for the weekly Whoopee.
Like, I almost want to actually, like,
go there.
Put effort into what you're saying right now. Like, not just as a funny aha, but as a, like, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Because that dude sounds cool as hell. Let's have our own Doobie's Doghouse.
Alright, this is a Circle K. Oh, I didn't turn this down. Pick up. Go to the Dirty Bird on the weekly Whoopee. That's what's up. Okay, we rang out. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
How many times can we say welcome to the show in one show? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the
show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. If I record myself saying it and play it back, does that count?
No.
Okay, I wouldn't do
that. Technically. Well, sure, but technically you said that.
I said it once.
Well, sure, like, but what I'm saying is that you said, I'm baked. You said that, fucking rainbows are turning into a cloud or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, like, you'd have to say it physically. Like, you said, how many times can we say? If you're just playing it back over and over again, you've said it the one time.
Oh, he missed a call from an unknown number.
And that's on God. I wonder who it was. Did they leave a message?
Nope.
No message.
four, three, two, bye. Oh, I called right back. That's not how you do it. Oh, I sent. Okay, Circle K hates us. There's a Denny's.
A Denny's might work.
Hi, thanks for calling Denny's. If you're calling about an order you have already placed, or you would like to speak to
someone. Wait, I forget what number it is.
To place a new order, press 1. To talk to someone about fundraising, press.
Was it 9? She was conquered Sunday.
We are sorry. There is no one available to take your call.
Boo! All right, I'm not doing a very good job on getting the next number ready. Must be a memo that went out to the entire state. Of Arizona.
Don't pick up.
I hope they never pick up. Oh, okay, they just... Welcome to the show. If you're listening, you're listening live. Are you gonna...
Hello?
Pardon? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Is yes, this sir.
The food?
Yeah.
How do we do it?
I'm good, sir.
Oh, okay. So you, like, come in and get it?
Yes. What do you want?
Is it, like, nature style?
What?
Like, nature style?
You like order a food?
Yeah, can we, like, get it for, like, outside?
Okay.
Yeah.
1 second, hold.
Okay.
Paji, aag rahe maadi gal. Oh, hello?
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 Hi.
Huh?
Hey.
Yeah.
So, we can, like, get it for outside?
Huh?
Like, you go there and, like, buy it for outside?
Huh? What happened?
Like, oh, if we come down, we can, like, eat the food outside, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm outside. Like, in nature, in the park.
Where are you?
At the park.
Which park?
The one down from the street.
Yeah, okay.
So we can eat it there?
Yeah, 1 second. Who are you calling? What's your name?
My name's Swap.
Okay, I just outside. You are sitting in the... What car you are sitting?
I'm at the park.
Oh, you right there. Okay, 1 second, okay. I just crossed the street.
Oh, no.
You see me?
Down, nature park, where there's dogs and, like, birds.
Yeah, 1 second. You see me? I'm right here. Can you see me left hand side?
I think I can see you. I have binoculars.
I know. You just call?
Huh?
You on the phone? You call to the restaurant?
Yeah, I just called.
This
is my first time calling.
No. Where are you? I don't see you because I don't see you.
I'm down in the park.
Which park?
Down the road.
Which road? Where are you? You on the pilot? You are right here in the... What city are you?
I'm calling... I'm in Tonopah.
Uh-huh. I'm in Tonopah right now.
Yeah. We're in Tonopah.
Yeah, I don't see you. Where are you? Because
I'm in
don't
the park.
See the trucks. I'm outside, you know?
Oh, like the nature park. Like with the trees and grass and stuff and like the stream. There's birds out here. It's pretty cool.
No, I don't see you, brother. I apologize for that. I'm here, you know?
I can see you. I have like binoculars. I'm like in the park.
Oh, you are where?
The nature park. Like there's
Metro
like
Metro Park, right?
Yeah, I'm watching birds and stuff. They're pretty cool.
I know. I don't see you. You are in a hat.
Uh huh. Oh, I have a hat. Yeah, I'm like far away. But I can see you with binoculars.
What do you say?
I can see you with my binoculars in the park.
Which park?
Yeah, the one down the road.
Yeah, I'm over here. Where are you, my friend? I don't understand, brother. You are in Tonopah.
Yeah.
You just keep calling me. And you are in Pilot. You are in a Chevron. You are in a mobile gas station. You are 411 in Indian school. Where are you right now?
Oh, I was on the Saddleback Trails. I was riding my horse. And then we stopped at the park.
Okay, you can come here, you know? You can come here.
All right, but we can... I come there and I can get the food and I can eat it in the park?
No. You don't park a whole night.
So I can't eat it at the park or on the mountain?
You can eat... What restaurant do you call?
Uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But where are you? You have to eat. You come in my restaurant. You can see me. This is Indian food.
Yeah. I'm in the park.
You can. Huh?
I'm in the park.
I'm sorry, sir. I apologize, sir.
That's okay.
I apologize, sir. All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day, sir.
No, can I come down and take it out, though? All right, he hung up. I don't know what that was, but I'm amused. It sounds like I'm outside, doesn't it?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I'm outside. I'm at the park. There's birds and nature. let me find you a place here. I'm just going down the road.
There's really no place for me.
There's no place for you?
Banned from everywhere.
What about a Balswalsh westbound rest stop? Oh, it has no...
Sure. Do they have a bathroom that I can poop in?
Oh, they didn't have a phone number.
Oh, no.
What about a Pride Travel Center?
Oh, what about... I don't care.
I need to
get
something.
Do they have lot lizards?
Ooh, maybe.
find random crap, and I'm going to call it for you.
Message after the tone.
No.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna find another place for you. Oh, I got my face right up to the microphone. Welcome to the show with Wuppy and
some fucking dickhead, some real piece of shit.
On the weekly Wuppy show, once a week at rogueserver.com.
Only once, though.
Only once a week.
Once a Wednesday. Once in a Wednesday with Whoopi.
Yep. You are listening live.
If you're not listening live, I don't know what to tell you.
Someone must have fed you some tapes. Alright, you're calling this. I can't tell you what it is unless they tell you what it is. Is that how to do it?
Yeah, sure. In the wild, wild west.
Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki. Tom Hayek, Jim Bob.
Your call has been forwarded to the person.
What a fucking whore. Come on. Sorry. This is a family show.
You can't say bad words here. Or no, you can, but I don't like to, but I... people.
I'm allowed to, though.
He's allowed
to. Filter. That's how it works.
I can say swear words, but not at people on the phone.
I try not to say them too often. Oh, you're talking real fast. Hello?
Welcome to the Prescavelli. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. I was just calling to kind of figure out, get my bearings. I just got into town. I'm looking for stuff to do. And I was wondering, do you know about any, like, local clubs or, like a pinball league, if you know anything about something like that? That'd be great.
Yeah, no, I really don't. I'm sorry. I mean, I know there's Whiskey Row in Prescott, but I don't know of any clubs or
anything. It's a Whiskey
like
Row?
Yeah,
I'm looking more for, like, the chess club or... like the Korg synthesizer enthusiast club, maybe.
Yeah, you'd have to call like the town of Prescott Valley, and maybe they can help you with that. We're a restaurant, so I mean, I don't know what clubs there are here.
Oh, cool! What kind of food y'all got?
Yeah. What was that?
What kind of food y'all got over there? Been anything good?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm just asking about the food.
Oh, the food.
Like you got,
yeah,
like,
we're,
you got cheesy tots.
Bacasitas or Mexican food right here off Robert and South
okay.
Drive.
Oh, well, your American accent is great.
Okay.
I'm just
right,
like
yeah,
a normal person.
If you
want
to call
person.
The town of Prescott Valley, they'd probably be able to help you with more, like, details on the clubs that they have around here.
You don't know anything about the nightlife? You don't know anything about the daylife?
No, I do
just
not.
The restaurant? Damn. Well, I think that we should both get out there and explore. What are you doing next Thursday?
All right, yeah. Hopefully you can get some information by then.
Okay, cool. And then we can hang out. We can go take some dabs.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Alrighty. Well, thank you.
And then you can make me some Mexican food.
Okay, thank you.
Like an enchirito. Do you have enchirito?
No, we do not have breakfast.
Oh. Do you have a torta?
No tortas.
No tortas? What the hell? Do you have a chimichanga?
Yes, chimichanga.
Oh, okay. Alright. You've redeemed yourself.
Okay.
You've redeemed yourself at the Mexican restaurant.
Thank you.
Alright, great. Do you have roasted marshmallows?
No, I do not.
Can I watch SpongeBob when I'm there?
Oh, she said poop, 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 poop about it.
She did redeem.
Oh, snap. We're at the 2 hour and 41 second, or 41 minute, 15 second.
Oh, Jesus Mark. Christ. Has it really
no
been
breaks.
That long?
Yeah, no breaks.
Oh,
no breaks.
Gas.
No breaks.
This is the part of the show where Whoopi reads his Patreons.
Thank you to the Patreons. I'll read the list. Thank you to... Thank you for supporting me on Patreon.com.
Thanks, guys. It really means a lot. Thank you for supporting Whoopi in all of his endeavors.
It helps pay for all the free stuff I've gotten.
Keeps the light on.
Just the one.
Yep.
It keeps the fan blowing.
It's great. So yeah, as a final report, I know I did a final report on the dabs earlier, but the final report is, yeah, that the strawberry flavor, or whatever you want to call it, it's the true winner between the two.
Strawberry wins. Victorious.
Yep. Strawberry win. But there will be more dab wars in the future.
Dabs. Alright, calling a restaurant. I could have given you a restaurant. Like, that information?
I hate calling restaurants, because I just want to ask them about the food, and then I get hungry. It's not even a prank. I'm pranking myself.
That's the best kind of prank. The show is set. Hello?
20892.
Oh, I don't read the phone number. It could be like weird people. The show, it will always be at this exact time on this exact day. It doesn't switch around ever for the once a week weekly Whoopi show.
Whoopi Wednesday is on Monday, once a week.
Once a week.
This and then the there's Wednesdays Whoopi. With Whoopi once a week.
Once a week. Okay, I think I don't have a good idea. I think I'm just going to do nature style again.
Whoopi. Play...
Hello.
From the chat.
Yes.
Do you plan to post these shows anywhere?
Hold
Are you
going
to make them available? Wait, let me ask the person on the phone.
Sure.
Thank you.
Albertsons.
Albert.
Haley Albertson.
Hey Albert, how's it going? I just had a question I was hoping you could help me with. Do you know if Whoopi is gonna post his show anywhere or if it's just gonna stay live for the foreseeable future?
I think that's the right answer.
That was the right answer, but it was sad because I really had to prevent myself from laughing when I said, "Hey, Albert." I have a lot of respect for the people who could just say that shit and not just immediately crack up saying the wrong name.
The shows are recorded, so there's that. There's no
calling Mount Valley Lodge in Haley. This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Please listen to the following options so we can better assist you. To book a reservation, please press 1. To speak with our front desk, please press 2. You can also visit our website, Mountain Valley Lodge.
2. Wait, do you want to try again?
Yeah.
Answer, you fool!
They've had enough. They've had it up to here.
You've had it up to here with us. Oh, it's been a minute 30.
Oh, fuck them then. Hang up. It's a long time to be sitting on the ring.
On the weekly Whoopi show.
Ring ding dong. Ring a ding 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 dong. What's your Patreon link? Carthor wants to know.
For calling the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Haley, Sun Valley. For reservation, please press 1. For the front office manager, please press 2. For sales, please press 3. For the general manager, please press 4. To speak to the front desk, please press 0.
Thank you for calling Fairfield Inn and Suites, so I'm going to help you.
Hello, I had just had a question real quick. I was wondering if you could help me. I wanted to know if you think Whoopi is going to continue to just do his show live, or if he'll be posting his show anywhere on the internet for people to listen to, like in a podcast form.
I'm not sure who or what you're talking about.
Oh. Well, Whoopi, he does a show on Wednesday and a show on Monday once a week. And presently, he just does the show live. But there's been some talk of the show being converted to podcast form. And I wanted to know, like, what you thought of that.
I don't know what you're talking about still. Yeah, I've never heard of that, so I'm not sure.
Can
I don't
hear
think
those
I can help
birds?
You in that category.
Can you hear those birds? They won't shut the fuck up. I don't know why they're not in bed.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, would you listen to the Whoopi show? Like, I guess this is like a survey. Damn. Whoopi Goldberg.
I think I have to ask him about my show.
Okay, yeah, you should.
I'll ask a different person. Welcome to the show, the weekly Whoopi show, with your host, Whoopi, and your co-host, James.
Can James decipher the riddle?
Thank you for calling Woodriver Inn and Suites in Haley, Idaho. This is Carl. How can I help you?
Hey, Carol. Do I do it like podcast style, or do I get a website to put it on, or what?
You're like a Patreon?
I do apologize. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, like a weekly whoopee or something? They're talking about it? That's how you respond to that. I think.
That's how you respond to total bullshit, yeah.
Yeah. When should we wrap this all up? Right. I feel like I could go for about 8,000 million years, maybe. Well, and then
maybe
get
like
out.
We should probably do like a few more calls, maybe like one or two more apiece.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, I do have an idea, and I'd like to try it.
All right. Does it matter where?
A gas station would probably work good, or a hotel would probably work fine. A restaurant probably wouldn't be the best, but
okay,
you know, like yeah, a gas station, hotel would be interchangeable for this one.
Typing it in.
All right. Actually, yeah, if you have some like kind of exciting background bed music that you could play underneath me, just like not loud but just there, that would be good. Or even just like some like alternative rock from like the 90s or something like that.
Let me see if I do have anything exciting.
Okay.
Oh, my mic stand came loose a little bit. All right, we'll go through and you'll find which one's exciting to you.
Okay.
How's this?
Keep going. Because alternative rock is more or less what we're looking for. And, like, not video gamey. I want it to be... I have an idea, and, yeah. Somebody was playing some... I think it was probably Wasted. Played some song. I can't remember what it was, but it was really funny. But, like, some, like, Pearl Jam, something like that. Like, 90s alternative grunge, kinda. I know you got something on your hard drive. I know you got something on your hard drive.
Shoot, I like the video game music because it loops effortlessly.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Either way, it wouldn't be this.
This is the most exciting music there is.
It's too exciting. Alright, well...
Well, if you got anything in mind.
You got any, like... You don't got Limp Bizkit, do you?
Like, nah.
Okay.
I have a very weird selection.
Do you have any Creed?
I have a very weird selection. You can.
Or like Nickelback?
Nah.
I got a chair. Do you have like Everclear?
I have like discographies.
Yeah, but do you have Everclear?
Nah.
Okay. Do you have, like, Weezer?
Nah.
Okay.
I have nothing.
Oh my god. You have Gary Numan, though.
Do you want Gary Numan?
So weird. Well, no, not necessarily. Do you have, like... Do you have, like, Ozzy?
I have,
Do you have any, like,
How about Dinosaur Jr.?
Alright, yeah, Dinosaur Jr. might work. Like, it's pretty much gonna be, like, the closest thing to what I'm looking for. Or this, but, like, turn it down, like, at least 40%.
Like that?
Like, a little bit lower. Perfect.
Okay.
Alright. All this build up for something that's gonna really suck. I hope everyone's ready.
This
one goes out to the boys.
Alright, you said a gas station, but I think this is a hotel that I got in the thing. Do you care?
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
Okay, hotel. Oh, it'll be great if they don't answer.
Silver Creek Hotel, this is Laura. How can I help you?
Laura, you are on the air with WDSTS. We are here asking the public questions of the ages. Are you ready, Laura?
Hello?
What the fuck? That... Oh my god, and it was perfect with the music too. Holy shit.
Wow, what a...
What the fuck? Man, Laura, you fucking dropped the god. Ball, you whore.
Oh, Laura, oh, let's find a gas station skank. For you. Maybe they'll play along better.
What a bitch.
What a, like a Tuesday show. Like the next one?
What? Yeah, the Whoopi on every day. Every day of the week, Whoopi. There's a Whoopi until you can't whoop no more.
You want to try that again?
I could never.
I like the radio thing.
Music up again like that. That was insane.
I'll restart it.
Yeah, I'm still never gonna fucking sync like that.
Aww.
Damn. That's crazy though. That was fucking like
that's
waiting.
Pretty good.
That was hysterical.
Oh, I didn't turn this down. How's that?
You can turn it down like another notch.
Like that?
A little bit more. A little bit more. Perfect.
All ended. Oh, yeah. Someone needs to pick up their phone. Welcome to the show. We haven't made a call in a while.
Sure.
At least a minute or two or three.
Welcome to the show. Louise, how's it going? It's James.
Hi.
Scruggs down at WDSTS. Here with the hits, we're asking the general public just a handful of questions of the ages tonight. Can we get your opinion on a few things?
No, I'm working, man. I'm working.
It'll take just but a moment. Oh. Alright, I'm gonna try one more time. Call
what
a
motherfucker.
Station.
What a motherfucker.
Call the gas station, please.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try one more time.
One more time. Oh, this
you
is
can kill
Sinclair.
The music too. You can kill the music. I don't need the music.
Okay.
But yeah. WDSTS. Game screw. Hello. Oh, what the fuck? Hello. Holy shit. Alright. That's enough of that.
This is a haunted phone number. I'm reporting you to a priest.
Seriously.
I'm reporting you to a priest.
Seriously, what in the fuck?
We're reporting this number to a priest? Is that something to say to people?
I'm gonna try it one more time so I can ask this stupid fucking question.
Oh, and they immediately hung up. Oh, God.
Alright, fuck it. It's not happening. It's over.
What was the question?
That's a sign. What do you think the question was?
Oh, I know what it was.
Yeah. Question of the ages. $100 million question. I do have another idea. I'll try one.
Yeah.
This is my real last call if I can get some. What is it?
Yes.
Gas station.
Thank you for calling the Sun Valley Car Wash. Our business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8:30 a.m.
to 5:30
p.m. schedule a detailed service or rock chip, please visit www.sunvalleycarwash.com. The best way to reach us is through email, svcwash@gmail.com. We appreciate your business.
Woof.
This is
the Whoopi Show.
Welcome to the Whoopi Show, where we're trying to call gas stations, but they must have reported it to a priest or something.
Trying to get my last call.
You need your last call, and we're gonna get it.
I
we're
do.
Gonna get it by golly.
I gotta go to bed.
Everyone's gotta go to bed to
if
sleep.
I don't get a last call.
You wanna call a Canadian gas station?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, a Canadian gas station. Oh, I don't have any bed music going. Oh, I hit the call button.
Better get it open up.
Hey, I just had a quick question. I was wondering if it would be okay if me and my friends came down there and played human chess.
Sorry?
Human chess. I'd like to play it in, like, the parking lot, me and my friends. I have about 31 friends with me, and we're looking for a place to play human chess.
We got kicked
out of the park. Human chess? We're playing chess? Like, you know chess? The game chess? Have you played chess?
No.
You don't know chess? Oh, it's a great game. It's an old, elderly game for elderly people. And I'm thinking about playing chess with human beings. Me and my friends, we're going to be all the pieces of the chessboard, and we're going to play chess at the parking lot of the gas station.
No, no one is allowed to do that.
No one? Not even the king?
Whatever game is it?
What about the queen and the king? They can do whatever they want. They're the king and the queen. Oh. Alright. Good last call. Alright, Whoopi, get your last call.
Okay. Wait, this has to be my last one ever?
Not ever.
Okay. It shows it's still connected, but there's... Oh, there's a little
bit. This guy's got interference on the asshole.
I just placed...
Woof, woof.
Alright, he's gone now. Wait, what if I just do that at, like, someone? I'm gonna do it. It's nothing clever, I'm just gonna play... Oh, turn this down.
Hi,
Dr. Kevin. Yo, how do I fill him up?
Hello.
Hey, how do I get him going? Like, with the... Because he's got to get fueled up. My dog.
Hello.
He's got to get fueled up. My dog, he's got to get fueled up. Can I do it there?
I'm sorry, I'm not able to hear you. What are you saying?
Can you hear him? Hold on. Did you hear him?
Yep.
Yeah, so how do we get him fueled up? We're gonna play chess. Hey, yo, Jim, you wanna talk to her? Are you good?
Yo, what up? It's your boy, James Scruggs. We be doing it. What's going on, Mama? You chilling? Vanilla Gorilla, James Scruggs.
Hey, yo. We got dogs, we got birds. We're going to bring them down there.
We get some chicken wings.
Yo, check it out.
We're going to come down there. We're going to spray paint the whole building.
Sorry, you're not audible to hear you. Sorry.
We got birds. We got chickens. We got... Rooster.
We got the dogs going wild. We're going to bring them down to the car wash.
Wild dogs.
They're dirty. They need to be cleaned.
Dogs going wild. Dirty dogs.
Dirty dog needs to be cleaned. You know what I'm saying?
Dirty dogs.
Me and the Nilla Gorilla are going to come down there, clean these dogs off.
Yeah.
What you think about that?
The building.
What?
Oh, shit. Butter dog. Dog with the butter.
She made the perfect noise about it. Did you hear what she said? She said, what? Yeah, that's perfect. And I think that might be the perfect way to end the Whoopi weekly Whoopi show, perhaps. Unless you think we should do one more call. I surrender myself to the will of Carthor, who says one more call. I'm gonna call a hotel. I'm gonna do it nature style at a hotel. On the weekly Whoopi show with the co-host, James Scruggs.
James Scruggs.
Vanilla Gorilla himself.
The Vanilla Gorilla.
Out on these streets.
You don't even know. You ain't never known nothing about none of it.
And Whoopi with an H.
Carthor is calling for one more.
Oh, that...
Give the people what they want.
That hurt everyone's ears, I'm sorry. But these are the risks you take when listening live.
Comfort and Cody, Wyoming. It's Brittany. How can I help you?
Hey, Brittany, can we do like nature style in the room?
Can you do what?
Like a nature room style?
A nature room?
Yeah. Like a preserve? We're still connected. Oh, there it goes. I think I might have called them before. I'm not sure if that counts as a last call. I'll try once more. And I'll try a premise that isn't an immediate hang up.
Holiday Inn Front Desk, this is Shantae, how can I help you?
Hey Shantae, are you able to like get a room with like, because I work at like the nature preserve?
We're sold out, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we able to get a room with the...
For tonight?
Yeah, because we have birds.
So we're sold out, sorry about that.
Well, in the future, maybe. We have birds with the nature preserve.
Just a second. Thank you for holding. Sorry, we don't do that.
Well, we already got them in here.
We're in here, where?
The hotel.
So you're already at the Holiday Inn?
Yeah.
With the birds?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need another reservation? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, because these birds are like, we just want a room for us and a room for the birds. They're pretty self-contained. They don't make like a smell or anything. We have like a mini house we keep them in.
Okay, but we don't have any more room here at the Holiday Inn for tonight. We're sold out.
Okay, we have like a, we could like, oh, I guess we could just put them in the bathroom then. And that's pretty self-contained there.
No.
No? Well, again, if I like knock on his door and like the neighbor, maybe you'd like to have one or two. Okay, I think that is the last call on the weekly Whoopi show with Whoopi and the mystery guest co-host, maybe permanent co-host, James Scruggs, Vanilla Gorilla himself. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. Really appreciate it. Hope you had fun.
I had fun. That's what matters. That's what really matters. We're gonna play a song, I guess, as an outro music. James, do you have anything important to say to the people?
Nope.
I have important things to say. Thank you to Rogue Server for allowing me to host, for giving me permissions in the mumble and everything. Thank you, everyone who listened. Thank you, Wasted and Rosin, for appearing in the show. And good night.